Afraid of me.
Raise the wheel again, I know my mind.
and the bravest, they all adore the me. A dig of me.
I'm a superman and I live in a tree. The wildest and the strongest on the jungle digs me. A hooping and a hollering and I'm carrying on.
All the other animals leave me alone, cause I'm a
jungle superman.
And the bravest, they all a dig of me.
The third secret, praise them.
The one thing the last chapter of Proverbs in the Old Testament tells the husband of the ideal woman to do is praise her. Now, of course, we all like to hear direct praise, but actually, subtle praise is even more effective. It's the implied compliment, or the unusual one, that a woman will cherish and carry in her heart forever. A famous man once asked an elderly lady, "Tell me how old you are. I've always wanted to know at which age women are the most fascinating." Praise can be used in a million ways. If you can think of the fussy woman as really being fastidious, you'll be able to praise her for it. The indirect compliment is very successful. If a woman has unusually beautiful eyes, how about complimenting her ears? Look for the thing the others have passed up. A further use of the indirect compliment is to say something nice about a woman in her hearing to someone else. When you praise a woman, she feels she has to live up to it. She doesn't want to prove you're wrong in your good estimate of her. Walter Knott, owner of the famous Knott's Berry Farm in California, tells a story of how he made facsimiles of the famous old Conestoga wagons for his campfire circle. He carefully copied every detail from sketches of the actual old prairie schooners, and then he developed a special process to antique them. One day, a woman called on him and said, "Mr. Knott, real Conestoga wagons are impossible to find. I am an expert on them, and these are the genuine article. Where on earth did you find 12 antiques?" Now, Mr. Knott could have told her the truth and defrocked her self-appointed position as an expert. He could have belittled her. Instead, he praised her for her intelligence and interest. His heart was in gear as well as his mouth. He replied, "Give me your name and address. The very next wagon I find, I'll let you know." He left her aglow with his compliment to her knowledge. Oftentimes, it is the little things in which a man can give a true compliment. Recently, at a business luncheon with several businessmen, I was left waiting at the church as the men talked with the fashion models who constantly interrupted our luncheon. After each one passed, the men would comment to each other on her various charms, making me feel older and less attractive with each word they spoke. Since they were the ones who were trying to obtain my business, I wondered how they could afford to be so rude. If the situation were reversed and I was the salesperson, would they give me the order if I continually talked to other men and left them out of the conversation? No, I believe they would make short work of me and ask me to depart. This particular situation happens quite often, so I want to tell you of how a smart young salesman of 21 handled it. He was the representative of a large company with which I was considering doing some business. And as usual, the noon fashion show was in progress at our business luncheon. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I like fashion shows, but I love doing business. Again, every few minutes, a gorgeous young model would interrupt our conversation to show us the gown she was wearing. We were interrupted once, twice, and as the third girl walked up, the young man said to her in a courteous voice, "Miss, your dresses are lovely, and so are you. But I have some business to conduct with this charming lady, and I don't want to miss a word she says. Please, do not interrupt us again." Oh, yes, he got the order. He complimented me by giving my business his full attention. My interests meant more to him than his own pleasure. No wonder his company has promoted this wise young man. Of all the flowers on earth, there is a special place in the hearts of women for red roses. Have you ever noticed how many advertisements feature them? They seem to speak the language of praise, congratulations, love. I know a salesman who always wears a fresh red rosebud in his lapel. He explained it was to remind him of a secret. "What is it?" I asked him eagerly. "To remind me to praise people, all people," he went on. "I have an agreement with a florist. When I meet a woman in business, I have him send her one red rose the next day with my calling card attached. Just one rose. It's a tribute of praise to her just because she's a woman. And when I meet a new business associate, I send him one with a note suggesting he present it to his wife or to his secretary. It's worked wonders." Well, this was such a fascinating idea, I decided to look into the history of red roses. The ancient Romans had a custom of sending a lady a red rose, meaning a compliment or praise. They also hung a red rose over the table when they entertained their friends for dinner. The rose meant anything said under it would be held in friendly confidence. So the Latin term sub rosa, under the red rose, was originated and is still used today to mean a secret between us. So, gentlemen, you don't have to give a woman a room full of roses. Just one red rose of praise on the right day with the right words, and she will cherish it in her heart as a precious secret. Praise the woman is our third secret, and remember to make it sub rosa.
my friend. You see the soul, that's what you shall reap by being a bend. You light the fire to burn this naya, but it no work out. You're just a weak out, y'all. You send a big neck police friend if he come cool I up, but it no work. For Jaja walk right in and cool up the scene. You get a jerk. For better today, Choskin shall be like Mount Zion high. That shall never remove it, I am. But abide it forever, Jaja. The knife that stick the sheep, I go stick the goat. Do you hear? How you gonna feel when the knife is at your throat? For sowing bring reaping, and reaping is harvest. The seed that you sow, yeah, that's what you shall reap, yeah. Salvation, whom shall I fear? Jah the protector of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Yeah. Hypocrite in a bright light, parasite in a dim light, dreadlocks in moonlight, ballad at sunrise. Jaja is a shepherd, I shall not want. Do you hear? Do you see? Jaja is a shepherd, I shall not want. You send your big neck police friend, he come cool I up, but it no work. For Jaja walk right in and cool up the sea. You get a jerk. You get a jerk. World. You set your spot to catch a wheel. If you did, you know. Jaja sharp was on your trail. He couldn't work. He couldn't work.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Thank you. of it all, something caught my eye. Yes, I looked up toward heaven. I thought I saw you there, but you were looking down in the water, much to my despair.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
I guess that's about it for this time. So until next time, God bless you and love everybody.
And don't forget, say a little prayer for somebody.
Right.
They need it.
There's a long way to go on the stairway to stardom. And you'll fight for each step that you take, 'cause that's the price you pay. And never look back down the stairway to stardom. You can't ever allow anything to stand in your way. Never think of the cause. Never think what you've lost along the way. On the stairway to stardom. Maybe today's your big day. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you and love everybody. Body, 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 body.
You're going to listen to Eclectic Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
You motherfucker. Kneel before Zod. said was everything. All we ever got was cold. Get up, eat jelly, sandwich bars and barbed wire. Squash every week into a day.
Yeah. two old ones Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia, Sounds of the Mission. This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children's.
such a joy. I don't clean house or wash the dishes. The Lord made those chores for the missing. So wash it and dishes and scrub them hands. A man ain't meant to have dishpan hands. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in. So bake that bread and make that jelly. Cook that food to fill my belly. I was never one to break tradition. A woman's place is in the kitchen. Hold the weeds and mow the lawn. For recreation, you can scrub the junk. Then hurry to the store and do the shopping. Rush back home, the man's scrubbing and I'm on. I didn't marry you because you're good looking. I married you for your good home cooking. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in.
Enter the Earth Day, liquidate lightweight, sonic boom creates earthquakes, fathom 10,000 deaths, this is a worse fate. You should've known better, fucking with Brooklyn in the first place. You get scraped, I violate, so vacate. My rappers are hungry beats, y'all suckers is just bait. Create beautiful rhymes, engineered to annihilate. Hit you with these furious bars, now kids call you Scarface. Contemplate, speculate, you can't calculate any of the moves that I make. Put you in checkmate, pick your best candidate. I'm sure to decimate, then take it back to third base and give y'all cats the gas phase. Like gunpowder, see I make it detonate. At radiation to the rhyme, watch that motherfucker mutate. These dudes is doo, watch rap dilapidate. Compose chemical verses that sure to asphyxiate. Shorty salivate, I still make a way. My raps will stimulate and she can't help but masturbate. It must be his girl, cause he all irate. And I'm all over that booty like a one-eyed pirate. Black Captain Kirk, I don't discriminate. Stay strapped with that hat so I don't inseminate. But enough of that crap, allow me to illuminate. If I hit